Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said he wants some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Blaz. No homo, all the way. You know what I'm saying?
No homo.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Dude, you know the type of girls that I'm into?
I know what type of girls you're into. Sloppy and dirty?
No, but...
Nah, really, I'll tell you. I love a drunk Oh, and you already know, baby, it is that doctor.
Who is that doctor?
Oh, it's that doctor.
Oh, yeah, it's the doctor.
It's that doctor. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Beautiful lyrics. It feels so good to be bad. There's no turning back. Hello, hello, and...
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Circus. Thanks for joining.
Is that what it's called these days?
Yeah, it's a circus. I mean, that's what the kids are calling it, I think.
I hate the kids. Dude, hey, speaking of Rihanna real quick, you see her at the All-Star game?
Rihanna?
Yeah.
She's at the All-Star game?
Yeah.
At the NBA All-Star game.
Not the NFL.
Holy moly, yes.
Dude, yeah. That was good stuff.
I saw her and, like, I had a pie in my hand. I was eating some blueberry pie with ice cream and, you know, chocolate syrup, whatever.
Yeah, and you guys have seen American Pie. You know what he does to that pie.
No. I had the pie there, and I was looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally dirtied us up. Anyway, it was a slice of pie. It wasn't a whole pie. It was a slice of pie. There you go. Booyah. Beat that. Slice of pie with my cup of water, because I don't drink milk. It's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw her on TV, and I just smashed the pie over my face. And it burned really bad. And I have 30 deep scars on my face because of that. But you know what?
You just made it?
It's for Rihanna. You know, whatever.
Dude, and then, you know that Drunk Girl song?
What
like
song?
3 weeks.
Oh, Drunk Girl.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie to you. 3 weeks ago, I ordered those damn greedy glasses.
Uh-huh.
I still haven't got them.
Dude, I ordered them 6 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten my glasses.
You haven't got them yet either?
No, I ordered them before you even interviewed the guy. Like, I ordered them, and he never sent them out.
Yeah, so then I did it again yesterday, and they probably think I'm, like, a greedy bastard or something because I want so many of them, but, like...
Yeah, so all you people out there that went to pepper.com and try to order glasses, I'm sorry. You're not going to get them, probably.
I mean, because there's probably so many people... You know, because they're free. So there's probably so many people asking for them.
Exactly. Guys, tonight's going to be a good show. Like, literally, like, I'm going to laugh. It's one of those shows, you know, where we laugh really hard and, like, we can't control ourselves.
Pretty much every show.
Yeah, but tonight's going to be super like that. Like,
tonight is going to be legitly legit.
It's going to be legitly legit because we're bringing sexy back. Oh, whoa.
And then we have my sunglasses on.
You can't hear that song, but we're having a girl on tonight named Jeanette Hernandez. Tetra, can you tell us a little bit about her?
Let's see. You know, we go way back to the sandbox, but not that far back.
Not
I guess
that far back.
They didn't have sandboxes
we're
in middle school.
We're talking about desert sand, not the sandbox. We
you
just call
me?
It the sandbox, but you guys don't know.
Yeah. We just called it the playpen back in the days.
Exactly.
With, you know, Nussbaum Havison.
Exactly. So what can you tell
us? Yeah, we went to 8th grade together.
8th grade. What else? What else about her? I really don't know.
Yeah, and it's kind of the Bone Crusher. We'll get into that later.
Bone Crusher. I used to be close with her. I can't lie.
You want to... Okay, no, never mind.
No, what are you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything,
no,
bro.
No, say it, bro-sif.
Dude, I was just going to say... I don't even know what I was going to say. I was going to say a little closer than what you guys think.
Not that close, but we're close.
But not that close.
Not that close, but we're close. I mean, a lot of drama happened with this girl between me and her. Like, I can just say that much.
They have more drama than your mama.
More drama than your mama and your mama's mama, which is your grandma, which is dead. Go to the grave and visit her. You haven't talked to her in a long time.
Go drop off some flowers and sprinkle a tear if you have a heart.
Because you miss your grandma. I know you do. But, yeah, me and Jeanette go back. Jeanette and Tetra go back. Jeanette and this universe go back, you know.
Tetra and Doctor go back. We all go back.
Tetra and Doctor go back to when they were tadpoles swimming in the sack, you feel me? Don't ask how we have different dads, but whatever.
It just happens.
It all happens that way. Guys, prom is coming up next month. Next month already. Dang, what the heck?
When's your guys' prom?
Our prom. You're going to be there too, so it's
yeah, but when is it?
April 16th.
Dude, that's the day before somebody's birthday.
Yours?
Nah, bro, what are you talking about?
It's yours, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it was Clarissa, who's like her birthday in March. That's right. But yours, that's right, dude. Oh, what am I going to get you? Some dirt in a bag?
Oh, dude, I mean, I hope you gave me something special at midnight, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not tonight, midnight, but since it's the 16th, midnight of that would be the 17th.
I know what I'm going to get you. I can't tell you, though.
Are you going to give me my game back?
I'm going to give you Metal Gear Solid. Guys, Tetra gave me Metal Gear Solid for my 16th birthday, and I was like, what the heck are you doing?
Oh, yeah, because he's my birthday. I was like, really? Because I felt like a bad friend. We've known each other for a while, and it just totally blew my mind.
First of all, he didn't even know, which is horrible.
Yeah, like, I was like, so then I was like, dang. So I ran home, went to go get a game that I cherished. Gave it a doctor, and he was like, what is this? And he just threw it on the floor.
Well, he didn't cherish it, because there was, like, little spiders inside when I opened it. Like, the game hadn't been played in, like, 5 years. So I was like, okay, Metal Gear Solid, this game came out 5 years ago. All right, that's cool. It would have been cool when I was, like, 12, but whatever. It's all good, you know, whatever. Let's get this interview started, you know? I'm tired of talking. I want to get this interview started. I want to bring Jed out here.
Should I call Big JH?
Call Big JH 17 squared. You feel me?
I feel you. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it.
Luca. Yeah, let's do this right now. Let's bring her on. Wait, before I even say that, my friend Melissa, who should be listening right now, if she's not, what should we do to her?
A couple slaps here and there, light her on fire with the master she's been doing.
Light her on fire with the little caveman she's been the past few days.
Fire. No. No.
No, but Melissa should be listening right now. Melissa mentioned it at GCC. In a class. It's just a weird coincidence, too. We're going to bring that up right now. Let's talk to her. Let's do this. Bring her on.
Hey, doctor, I'll be right back. Let me go hit the compute with my new Microsoft software.
Hit it up, baby.
I'll be back.
Guys, my stomach hurts super bad right now. I just had Funfetti cake, which, like, if you've never had it, get a hammer and bash your head with it, because you should have Funfetti cake. It's amazing. I got to throw our sponsor in there. Circus Cookies by Animal. We're getting money by them. Check them out. Check out Circus Cookies. They're the best in the world. Back to this Funfetti cake, though. It's super delicious, but it's giving me the bubble guts right now. Like, I feel like there's bubbles in my guts. No joke. It's really hurting. We could have a situation on our hands in a couple minutes, and I might have to go leave the show. So it's just going to be Tetra Jeanette. But this girl Jeanette, I mean, we go back to the middle school at Desert Sands. Good times, bad times, hot times, cold times. I don't even know what that means. That doesn't even make any sense to me. But we will see how this goes right now. If it goes bad, I'm sorry. If it goes good, you guys already know what's up. We do what we can on this show. What's coming? Tomorrow, guys, we have, what's his name? Gareth. His name's Gareth. He's from the UK. Our first international call. His name's Gareth Thomas, I think, and he's going to be singing The Cave.
Hey, doctor.
What's good, man?
You already know, baby. We have our boy, our girl, J.H. on the line.
J.H.
Hi.
You already know, baby. What is up? Is that...
Nothing, just here.
Just here?
Yeah.
That's cool. Excuse Tetra. We're going to get our real names tonight because you don't even know our code names. Excuse Blas. He's like super crazy right now. Well,
okay, I can see that.
Hello? Oh, hey.
What's up, man?
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I wasn't expecting that.
Huh?
But, hey, Jeanette, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Is it going good?
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been really good focusing in school right now.
Wait,
you're cleaning square?
You're cleaning square?
Focusing in school.
Oh, I thought you... No, I'm cleaning square. You know, I'm doing
squares. I thought you were, like, cleaning up in four square or something.
Nah.
How's school going?
Pretty good. I got accepted to NAU, so I'm looking forward to that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going there?
Yeah.
I'm going there, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, really, like, Tyler really got accepted there.
I'm going there. It's cool. I didn't know that.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. That's some justice.
Guys, if you don't know this one, real quick, besides this conversation, Tetra's favorite word in the world is justice. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
All the time. Like, we go to eat at Hooters, and the lady's like, what do you want to eat? He's like, justice.
I want some justice.
He's like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, so how do you like, you go to Trevor Brown, right?
You
yeah.
go to Kaka Brown?
Kaka Brown?
That's not nice.
School's horrible.
Your school's horrible.
What?
Ooh, get him. Get him.
Nasty bathrooms.
We have nasty bathrooms? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're right. It's Kaka.
Yeah, you're right. It's full of Kaka all
right.
over the place.
We have like, Kaka on the walls in our bathroom. Whatever.
I'm not saying that's why I switched schools, but that's the main reason.
Wait, I was going to say that really quick. I've never been to the bathroom in Maryville. Like, I've never went in my life. One, because I have a bladder like a camel. And two, I just don't do it. It's just nasty. You feel me? Have you ever gone to the bathroom at your school, Tetra?
Dude, you know, I go to that new school, that La Jolla, you know what I'm saying? Home
yeah.
the Lobos.
Yeah.
And I kind of like going to the bathroom there because, like, it's nice and classy, and there's this guy who waits for you when you're done, and he wipes your butt. Like, that's how good that school is, like, legitimately. Like, we're done, and you, like... snap his fingers, and his name's Fredo. And he comes, and he's like, are you done? And I'm like, yeah, bro, come on, get the wiping.
Do you guys remember this kid named Alfredo who's in Desert Sands? He had a bowl cut.
Yeah.
You remember him?
No,
I
don't.
He's so stupid.
Didn't he have, like, a mushroom haircut?
Yeah, he had, like, a bowl cut.
Yeah, he had a crush on me.
Really?
Yeah.
What a punk.
He gave me, like, a little teddy bear for Valentine's Day.
He
was
did?
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what you guys are talking about.
I said, I love you. Which I found was creepy.
He said it to you?
Yeah.
That's super creepy. Hold on, I want to say something really quick. You met our good friend, beautiful friend. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. You met our friend Melissa, didn't you?
No, I don't think I did.
You did. Don't you lie
she's,
to me.
She's little. You she's, saw. What did I meet at, doctor?
You met her at GCC. She had a picture of us on her screen. And you were like, hey, I know them. And then you guys started talking.
Oh, the one with the glasses?
No, she does not have glasses. She's little. She has braces. She's, like, brown.
Yeah, I think I remember her.
You remember her?
Yeah, I think I do.
So you can't say anything about her? She's cool? Did you think she was cool?
Yeah,
she's
nice. Think?
She's nice? What would you say?
She's very smart. Say that.
Super smart. So, yeah.
She's smart. She's nice. She's cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. All right. Tetra, do you have any questions for her?
Let me see.
Wait, Jeanette, were you there? I want to let the phantom in this. Eighth grade, we were underdogs. It was me, Tetra, and this kid named Rudy, who's a daddy now. But Jeanette, do you know that?
He's a dad now?
Yeah, he has a baby.
Yeah, Rudy had a baby.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead.
Yeah, his baby's name is Rudy or Rodolfo.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumb. That's not true.
I swear to God, I put that on anything. Yeah, like legitimately.
After the show,
wow.
I took a picture of his baby. I'm serious. He had a baby. Anyway.
It was like a while ago too.
It was like in October. But anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Besides, I know it's crazy. Anyway, besides that. Eighth grade, me, Tetra, and Rudy, we were underdogs. Like, we were the funny kids, but people were like, you know, they didn't take us seriously. And there were these, like, three, like, they weren't popular, but they were, like, athletes, kind of, like, you know, they were, like, they played sports at school. Who
yeah.
Was they're Mexican.
Who was it? Who was it, Tetra? Was it, like, Alfonso?
Okay, I always remember it was,
Alfonso? Joe?
It was Alfonso,
no.
This kid named, what's the kid's name with the spiky hair?
Jose.
Jose. Alfonso, Jose, and... The other Jose.
Other Jose, yeah.
Arden.
Yeah, you were in the audience. And guys, let me tell you something. Like, we were underdogs, and we came in there and played football, and we smashed them. We smashed them hard.
I got that quarterback accuracy, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
I got that quarterback accuracy.
Yeah, I played quarterback. Tetra played quarterback. We rotated. Rudy just played. He ran out there naked.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
He did what he did. But yeah, you remember that, Jeanette?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, Jeanette, remember Jose?
Yeah.
The bone.
You remember the bone catcher, as they used to call him?
Didn't you guys make fun of his finger?
His fat
finger? Right, right. Sausage finger? Yeah, I can remember that.
He had pimples all over his hand, guy. His warts.
Yeah, I remember that. Cool. I remember how. Yep, I remember that.
Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, for the fans out there, fans out there want to know how we were in eighth grade. Can you tell them like what we were like?
Well,
be truthful. Be honest.
Tyler was a bully. Tyler, you were a bully.
I was.
You made fun of everyone. It was you, Blas, Rudy made fun of everyone.
Everybody.
Apparently, we can see that. You made fun of Jose's finger.
¿Qué pasó?
What else?
I was very quiet.
What else can you say about us?
Huh?
What else can you say about us? We're bullies, I guess. What else?
Well, that's what everyone said. Because you guys would make fun of like, everyone. You guys would make fun of everyone.
That's horrible.
I know, right?
Yeah, I hate myself now. I don't even
want... I'm going to beat myself up. What else? What else do you remember from 8th grade from us?
For me, I was a cheerleader, so... That was good for me.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
I don't remember.
Are you still a cheerleader?
Yeah, well, not no more. I think the season was over, so.
Oh, yeah.
I was a cheerleader freshman to my senior year, so that was really good.
That's cool.
Yep. I know. That's an honor.
Even though your football team was weak, you know, that's cool, though. Whatever.
I mean, even though your football team's garbage, as they say.
First of all, our team will kick your ass any day.
Okay, I thought we won this year. What's up?
I thought we won last year.
Huh?
Who won last year?
We did.
Hey, well, what division is Trevor Brown in? Like 5-6 or something?
The same as us, 5A2 or something.
Oh.
Big boy, et cetera. What are you guys in, 4A?
I think.
3A?
I think we're higher than you guys.
I don't know. I can't really say.
Highest is 5.
I don't know.
I just checked the highest is 5. Okay. Let's go back. Mr. Rhodes class. You remember that class?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember that class. Back to the,
Back to what?
The party.
Streets where we begin.
Wait, okay, I want to do something really quick. I want to play you a song, Jeanette, and tell me if you remember this song.
Tell us if you remember this song, all right?
Okay, all right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Do you know what that song is?
It's not familiar, but I'm not quite sure.
You're not quite sure?
Keep quiet.
Hold on. Let me go to the chorus. Do you remember that song?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Hold on.
Play the chorus.
I know, I'm going. Hold on, wait for it. Because we have to play with Seeker right now. Hold on. God, it's such a stupid song. Hold on.
Hey, where's Mickey? Isn't he supposed to be doing
this?
Right
here. God, the song's so long. The chorus is like at the last second of the song.
Yes.
And it's over.
Wow.
Hold on. You remember that song?
Oh my God, yes, I do. I remember that song.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy.
I know.
I gotta tell you a story, no joke. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you right now. It's gonna make you kinda mad. You ready? Well, not mad, but you ready for this?
What is it?
We were talking on the phone one day or something. I think it was me and you were talking, or Tetra and you were talking. And like, no, it was me and you, right? We were talking. And I told you to sing it for me, and you sang it, and Tetra was on the other line.
Really? I didn't ask you that song.
Huh?
Really? I don't even remember singing that song. I really don't remember.
Whoa, I think it was me and her on the line, and you were.
Oh, no, I was listening.
Are you sure I sing
that
song?
We're dead sure because we've been talking about this for the last like 5 years.
Yeah, you. Like, we're just talking, and then all of a sudden you played it, and you started singing it, but I didn't tell you that Tyler was on the line.
I swear to God, I don't remember singing that. I really don't.
We do that a lot, I'm not going to lie. Like, Kyle would be on the phone.
Like, no joke.
Oh, my God, yes. Wait, folks, first of all, Tyler, I heard you died.
I died?
Yeah. You fell from higher.
You heard I died?
Yeah. Blas told me that you died.
Blas told you that?
Yeah.
Blas, you told her I died?
I think you remember that. That was, like, the whole plan.
Oh, did we call you when we told you I died?
Yeah, you guys tried to prank call me, but I'm not.
Oh, that's when we started this.
Acknowledge the fact. Yeah.
That's when we started the show, guys.
That's how we started the show. It was like 2 years ago. We had this in plan. We're like, we're going to start this show. And we called her and we told her I was dead. Did you believe it, though? Honestly, did you believe me?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
That's horrible. Anyway.
That's not.
She's like, frankly, I didn't care, but.
Anyway, I was chilling.
So why are you guys lying? You guys are liars.
We're not
well, because we really thought he was going to die.
Yeah, because I can't.
Sure,
no,
sure.
No, shit. Like, for real, like, this is a serious subject. Like, on the real, like, last year I was in the hospital. I had, like, colon cancer, and they cleaned it out, but I'm better now.
You promise?
No, I'm serious. Like, legitly.
Say, I promise. Say, I promise. I promise.
He was eating Italian food, right? You know how those Guidos do?
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie.
No. He was just eating a bunch of it.
So fake for me to believe that.
And he couldn't stomach it. So, like, his colon just got overflowed with noodles and nacho cheese, and he couldn't even sit down because I don't even know what happened. But
I don't know why it's so funny. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like
yeah.
It wasn't nacho cheese, first of all, like mozzarella, but like I couldn't take it. And then I went to the hospital, and then they put me in the medical.
They have the tube up his butt.
Dude,
and they drained it off.
You gonna talk about that right now?
Oh, dude, okay, whatever. We're already on the subject. So they put, like, a little tube up his butt, and then they sucked on, like, it was ready to digest it, but it, like, it looked all gooey and stuff. And then,
I'm being serious,
you know,
Rudy was there. But, yeah, and then we called you, and we were like, Tyler's going to die. And I went with it, too. But I was in the hospital when we did that. So, yeah, I almost died.
Wow. That's interesting to hear.
Interesting?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, that's cool.
That's a pretty dumb reason why you would be on the hospital in the first place.
How is colon cancer a dumb reason? You go colon cancer kills 15,000 people a year.
15,000.
I didn't know that.
Thank you for informing me.
No, I didn't.
I just informed you now. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wait, I
can
ask you a question.
I learned something new today.
There you go. Tattooed on your face. Who?
Anyways,
who else from Dead or Sands is going to be going to NAU, do you know?
I don't know.
So you're the only one that's going?
I'm only worried about myself right now, so.
Okay.
All I know is that I'm going.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. All right,
yep.
I feel you.
How about you, Blas? Where are you going?
Dude, I'm going to fight for your freedom.
You think that's so funny? You're going to the Army.
Yeah, I'm going to the Air Force.
Oh,
wow.
The same.
Yeah.
Not really. But yeah,
no,
the
not the same. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, whenever you wake up every morning free and, you know, freedom of speech, that's because of me. But not yet.
Not yet, but when it happens, you better wake up and get on your knees and thank Blas for providing your freedom. I will go to your dorm and knock on your door and say, you better get on your knees and thank Blas.
Come pray with me.
Put your arm over my shoulder. No, but seriously, you better, so step on that. Wait, Tetris told me something. He said he saw you at his job, right? Did you see him?
Yeah.
I thought I did, but...
Well, that was him.
Because I didn't know, okay, I'm gonna describe what happened, doctor, all right?
All right, tell me.
So
I don't know.
You know how I chill on the front, right? That's my post?
Yeah, you just sit there and look all fun.
So I'm chilling there, and then, what's it called? I'm chilling there, and then... Like, some two girls walk in, and I'm like, hey, guys, how's it going? You guys need help? No. I'm like, oh, okay, they don't need help. So I'm just chilling there. And then, like, right when you walk in to the right, it's where a girl's cardinal stuff is at.
Uh-huh.
And I see, like, a little two-foot girl jumping, like, reaching for the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, she was doing jumping jacks to try to reach for the clothes. And I was like, are you sure you guys need help? No! I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. No. But, yeah, it was crazy.
Jeanette, are you 2 feet tall?
No, I'm 4'1".
4'1"?
Yeah.
Dude, are you serious?
I think so. I'm not really too good with height.
Are you kidding me?
So you're 4 foot, pretty much? Dude, my freaking, like, you would go up to my knee. You know how tall that is?
Are you kidding me? You're 4'1"?
But come on, Blas, I'm not that short.
Dude, that's like, 4'1" is legit.
You should be shorter. You should be shorter.
Dude, 4'1" is like the size of my like dog.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know.
What is it with me and short people? Like, I don't get it. You're 4'1"?
Well, I got taller than I was in 7th and 8th grade.
How tall are you in 8th grade? Like 3'7"? I don't remember you being that.
You know what?
Short.
You're being very impolite right now.
Dude, I don't. 8th grade, you were were not 4'1". You were like, I was not that short because we were like the same height in eighth grade.
Dude, yeah, like a lot of us. It was weird. Like I've seen a lot of people that I used to know. And, like,
there's
just,
no way.
I don't know. I'm shocked because Boss got taller and buffer.
Boss is huge and buff. I know. It's ridiculous. And
how the hell did that happen?
I'm just tall and very.
Did you start eating a lot or what?
I just, you know, I just ate my vegetables.
Did you work out every day?
I started working out on a Schwarzenegger himself. Me and him go way back.
Like, Tetra got really tall and really buff, and I got really tall, and I lost, like, 50 pounds. And
How about you, Tyler? Are you still scrawny?
Oh, that's nice. Thanks a lot.
Oh, way to boost up my self-esteem. Dude, what Tyler got those, you know, crazy six-pack abs.
Yeah, I'm really skinny, but I have the abs, you know? So, yeah, think about
that. Are you taller than me, doctor?
No, you're taller than me. Blas is taller than me by, like, a couple inches, like 2 inches. Because how tall are you, like 5'11"?
I think I'm, like, almost 6 foot, dude.
Yeah, I think you're six. I think Tetra's 6 foot, and I'm, like, 5'10". So, yeah. Tetra,
I mean,
Jeanette's,
like, 2 feet tall.
Yeah, Tetra has, like...
No, you guys are exaggerating.
No, seriously, like, honestly, how tall are you? Are you seriously 4'1"?
You have to see me. I can't really say.
I don't want to... You're not 4'1". I don't think
dude,
you're
she's
4'1".
Really short, like... She had like she was like doing backflips to try to reach the shirt.
4'1" is like a baby. That's like tiny. You saw him a little bit there.
That's like a finger.
What?
What? Those kind of fingers are 4 feet.
Jeanette, do you remember my sister at all? No.
Huh?
You remember my sister? Me talking about my sister or no?
No.
No. Oh, thanks a lot. Anyway. Anyway, my sister's like almost 5 feet tall. She's like 5'1", I think. She's like huge. She like beat you up. You're 4'1"? That's crazy.
That's, yeah. But, anyways.
I can't get over it. I'm shocked right now.
Why?
Because you're 4'1"? So you haven't grown since 8th grade?
Huh?
So you haven't grown since 8th grade?
I have. Just like a little bit.
An inch? You're 4'2"?
3 inches? 4 inches? I don't know.
So you're like 4'5", then. 4'6".
Anyways,
probably.
Guys. Jeanette's short, but other than that,
does she look the same? Do you look the same? I haven't seen you in a long time. Tetra saw you though. Did she look the same, Tetra?
But I didn't know it was her though. So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't take the mental pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Blas like buff, huh?
I know, but
Jeanette, did Blas like buff?
Yeah.
Did he look good?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what I like to hear.
Fake. I'm just kidding.
Alright, anyways, dude, we got like 2 minutes in the show, doctor.
That's just like blushing. Alright, Jeanette, we gotta go, but thanks a lot for joining us.
Alright, thank you.
No problem.
Alright.
You Blas.
Alright, she's gone.
You basically kick drop yourself. But we got two minutes left. Get her out of here.
Well, anyways.
But Julie, dude, she 4'1"? She can't be 4'1".
Dude, she's short. Like, I wasn't even kidding. She's short, like.
Not 4'1", though, dude. Like,
ooh, yeah, I think 4'1"'s kind of like, no, but I don't, like, really, like, she probably went up to, like, my hip, dude. Like.
What?
She was really, like, legit, like, super, super short.
Okay, look, I have somebody in texting me. I'm going to say it out right now. Melissa, she knows, she saw Jeanette. Melissa, she's retarded. She's not 4'1".
Dude, because 4'1"'s like a baby, dude.
Yeah, I know. She's not 4'1". Because that'd be ridiculous. If she was 4'1", I'd literally do a backflip right now. I think she's like 4... She's in the 4 feet, though.
Dude, I think she's like 4'5".
Not even that short, dude. That's too short. She's probably like 4'10 or 4'9". Because like 4'11"... Okay, I'm going to say something really quick. You saw Astrid, right? In the mall?
Yeah.
She's 4'11".
Dude, okay, she's probably the same as like a little shorter.
Yeah, so she's probably like 4'10", then. Yeah. Guys,
that's
I don't
still
know...
still baby status.
Guys, the people I always hang out with is, like, short people. I don't know what it is. You can have Tetra, like, do I have, like, a disease or something?
Nah, dude, you just, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what it is, but I like it. Baby, I like it. Mickey, you're stupid for not being able to play it right now. Watch you play it all late. All right, there you go. Oh, sunglasses. Guys, that's my song, though. I wear sunglasses at night. No joke. Today was a good
show. Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
What do we got planned for tomorrow real quick?
Tomorrow, I said it already when you were hooking up Jeanette, but I'll say it again. We have Gareth Thomas from the UK, guys. We're calling the UK tomorrow. London calling. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's all about America, hey, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I like London, feel me? But we have like 20 seconds left. Tune in tomorrow. He'll be on singing Mumford & Sons songs. He'll be singing The Cave.
Yum.
And no woman... book. To the end, no woman, no cry. Wait, one last thing. I have one more person texting me. This is a Christian. He goes to school with her. She said she's 4'8", so I believe him. Guys, this is Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra.
Thank you.
Bye.